The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Ethos Pelicans. You can follow me on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank. I'll tell you what, as the old saying goes, the series doesn't start until the road team wins. I had to call it that. It was in the introduction of the broadcast as well. And boy, oh boy, did it have me supercharged before it even started. The Pelicans, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it, 125 to 114, stealing one in Arizona against the top-ranked Phoenix Suns. Fantastic victory, led by the heroics of Brandon Ingram. CJ McCollum kicked in as a sidekick, and the Pels committee were alive and well. Honestly, fantastic win. And one that I felt like the fan base felt was coming. I thought we all had this sort of aura about us, and perhaps the team did as well, that it felt like the first game against the Suns, we were in it for a good half. The first half we were jittery, we didn't defend properly, we were missing rotations, and the shots weren't falling. Now, what changed in this one is that, well, number one, we didn't shoot terribly like we did in the first game, and the guys looked rested. They looked like they hadn't had to fly between place to place. They'd settled into the hotel that they're in and got to relax in their off day and, you know, have watched the film and all that sort of stuff, but be able to actually appreciate the moment. You're not rushing from big game against the Spurs to big game against the Clippers to big game against the Phoenix Suns. You got to take stock of where you were at. And we saw a calmer, probably even happier, you know, less nervous team come out this game and really went at the Phoenix Suns, who had a guy called Devin Booker, you may have heard of, who was going absolutely ballistic for three quarters before, unfortunately, doing his hamstring. So, not good news for them. Good news for us. You don't wish injury on anyone, but you've also got to play the hand you dealt. And if he is unable to go, well, it puts the Pelicans in a very, very good position going forward, because they were a bit discombobulated without him, and their offense really stagnated as soon as he went off. So, what I did like, a well-rounded game. While we had an outburst of scoring from Brandon, we also got 9 assists from him. We had 23 points from CJ McCollum. We had 9 assists from him. We moved the ball. Everyone just about that came in scored, besides Najee Marshall. There was such a great spread of contributions across the board. And what we've said throughout, I don't know, the last few months is when the Pelicans play together, when the Pelicans committee comes to play, we're pretty hard to beat. And we saw that in this one. So what we're going to do, we'll break the game down, run through the key takeaways as we like to do, and what went right and what went not so right, but we could improve again on the next game. Because like I said, you play game one, you adjust. You play game two, you adjust. Game three, there's going to be more adjustments. You don't think Monty Williams is just going to lie down and take the L. He's going to want to get one back against us, particularly because by winning that and splitting the two games in Arizona, we win home court advantage. So now, should the series continue to be extended, we have more home games left than they do. So, you know, it's exciting, and we need to hold on to that advantage and use it to the best of our abilities, which means get down to the Smoothie King Center and watch your team, because playoff basketball is the best basketball. So, what it'll be like going to the team comparison stats, as I do like to start with. We shot 54% from the field, so that's up 20% on last game, which, you know, is fantastic. We had 84 shot attempts to their 86, and we converted 46 of them to their 43. So they still shot 50%, but we hung with them. We made them work for their shots. While they still did very well to convert at that rate, we improved astronomically. From three, we got hot, 17 of 30, 56%, which I couldn't tell you the last time we shot over 50% from three. I think that's outrageous for us. They shot 13 of 35, 37%, which for us, to keep a team below us in three-pointers made, is unbelievable. And it was a testament to the guys for making shots. CJ was huge with his three-point making. Trey Murphy, I think Larry Nance hit one. Alvarado hit a couple. And everyone that was putting them up, we're putting them down, which we like to see. Brandon as well, I can't forget about him. He hit a few threes as well. But we'll get to that in the box score. The big thing we need to circle is the assists. 32 assists we had. And how many turnovers? 17. So a lot. But 32 assists over, well, it's about a 2-to-1 turnover assist ratio. Now, we know that when we get over 28 assists, we're almost a lock to win. We kept them to 26 assists. And in the last game, we had 20. And only 5 in the first half, 15 in the second half. What quarter do we play better? What half? Second half. I don't know. Go figure. So what we did was move the ball. We played together and put other people in positions to succeed. All of a sudden, you get a good game from DG, a good game from Jackson Hayes, good game from Trey Murphy, Larry Nance, because we're putting our guys in positions to succeed rather than forcing isolation plays and tough contested shots. We move the ball and make their defense have to react, and that was fantastic to see. I was really really impressed with that. And the ball movement, we keep that zinging like that. The ball moves faster than the defense does, and we're going to get good looks all series long should we continue to do that. Rebounds, smashed them by 10, 43. Offensive rebounds, again, a little bit more even, but we had 11 and they had 8. And steals, 7 to 9. Blocks, 6 to 3. And now, the turnovers. So like I mentioned, we had 17, and some of them were sloppy. Honestly, there were some bad passes, even from the stars. Some of them were just woeful. But instead of dropping our heads and letting it all go down the drain, we pushed back on defense. We took it on the chest and moved on and stopped the transition scoring. Off those 17 points off turnovers, they did turn it into 28. 28 points off 17 turnovers. So you can see, we kept them in the game by almost beating ourselves. But it felt, as a number one transition team in the league, you feel like they could have punished us more on the break. And by making turnovers not always live ball, we had some dead ball turnovers, that we mitigated what they could have done. You know, double 17 is not 28. It's more than that. So we managed to slow down the transition, which is good. I mean, from there, 12, we got 12 points. They got back in transition. And Monty Williams in his post game actually commented and said he was bad in transition defense, but, you know, we'll take it. That doesn't necessarily mean it was the transition on the turnovers only, because we saw Jackson Hayes get out there and put in some work running down the break. And in fact, on one of his breakaway jams, Devin Booker did jump and looked like he pulled his hamstring. And hamstrings, as we know, are a fickle beast and not easy to play through. So it will be interesting to see what Devin Booker Feels like in the next couple of days, particularly because you've got to get an aeroplane to fly to New Orleans. So we'll see what happens there. Overall, really good. I was impressed with the guys. I thought what we did was we delivered. We executed the game plan, and our game plan is similar to the Suns. And it is really who executes it better. And obviously our ball movement was better with the 32 assists. And we outplayed them. That's the long and the short of it. Guys made shots and they didn't. And we defended the hell out of them. We played really, really hard. And I'm impressed with what we put forward. So, that being said, let's go over to the box score because that's the shiny thing in this game. And I love breaking it down when you can just read lines and lines of numbers. So, starting shooting guard was Herb Jones. Played 41 minutes. 14 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, 1 steal. 5 of 8 shooting. And they had him starring in his role today. He was great in the corner. He was hitting a couple of threes. He also defended Devin Booker and Chris Paul. He was great, holding him to a mere 5 of 16 shooting. Still 17 and 14 for Chris Paul, but Herb Jones had a tough assignment, and he did not make it easy on him at all. And by throwing bodies at Chris Paul, he didn't get to play puppet master and control the game. We made it tough for him. We forced him left. We forced him into difficult situations where he had to force shots or passes. We fouled him. We attacked him on the defensive end, which was good. And Herb Jones was a big part of that, so all credit to him for stepping up in a big moment. CJ McCollum, just short of 40 minutes, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists, 1 block, 7 of 18 shooting, 38% shooting, 6 of 10 from 360%. Man, he was big time. He had 3 turnovers, but he was a primary ball handler, so you can forgive him. One was down the stretch, but again, we pushed back and stopped that becoming a certain field goal. He was great. He was big time on the three. He looked confident, and every time we needed a big bucket, it was either him or BI who just took over and said, well, give me the ball then, I'll sort that out for you. And to get the 9 assists to go with those 23 points, near on triple-double himself, I mean, come on. It's what you want from your stars. Brandon Ingram, the star of the show, the shining light, 37 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, playing through that twisted ankle. He is an absolute all-star. I don't care. He should be all-star 4 times, but alas, he's only got 1 because of the popularity contest that is the all-star voting. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he's taken some names and kept some receipts because what he did tonight was nothing short of all NBA quality. He was fantastic all over the court. He was setting his players up. He was grabbing boards. So he grabbed some big rebounds at different times when they looked like they were certain to grab one. And the scoring, 37 points, 13 of 21 shooting, so efficient. And only he had 8 free throw attempts, hit them all. 3 three-pointers, hit them all. And man, we are so lucky to have that guy. He is an all-NBA talent, and you can see it from the Twitter just exploding with the other NBA players just being like, this guy is a gun. You know, Kevin Durant tweeted out, number 14 is a different species. You know, he's unbelievable. And when Kevin Durant, the guy that he's most compared to, says that, well, that's real, recognizing real, isn't it? He was unbelievable, and I can't talk up the development and the steps that Brandon has taken this year to become a bona fide all-star and superstar in this league. And we go as he goes. Larry Nance said it after the game that every time he goes, he gets him on the court, before every game, he says, you are the best player on this basketball court. And he believes it. Larry said it multiple times now. He says, every time I see Brandon on this basketball court, he is the best player. And he was tonight, and he continues to be. And for him to take over and be aggressive and just completely decimate the Suns, well, I mean, we're pretty lucky. And yeah, I'm very excited to say that he's our all-star. JV, 26 points, 10 rebounds. 26 minutes, pardon me. 10 points and 13 rebounds. Another double-double. Loves it. 4 of 9 shooting. A quieter game for him. The matchups are difficult. He has to go against Ayton, who has a bit of a shooting stroke outside. And Jonas has had to battle under there. They're giving him a lot of contact under there, and he doesn't get the calls that perhaps some of the smaller guys get. He only had 2 free throw attempts, and, you know, he battled. But 13 rebounds again in 26 minutes. You happy with that? He was very good. A couple of errors in terms of passing out of the post, but your man's getting swarmed. What are you going to do? You've got to help him out. So, also props for his fantastic suit, which I poorly imitated, but I thought that would be funny to get that going because it was game 2 and it was business time, and that's what he was dressed like, so go as he goes. Jackson Hayes, 20 minutes, up from the 11 in game 1, had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, including a massive double-hander on Mikhail Bridges after being blocked at the other end. He was big time. And there's been this narrative about changing Jackson out of the starting lineup and because of spacing and the like, and you want to put Trey Murphy in there and, Jackson not being able to perform in the big moments and things like that. Well, he sort of just shut us all up, didn't he? He came out and played really well. He was aggressive. He was grabbing rebounds. He was blocking everything. He was running in transition. He was outrunning the guards. I mean, there was a couple of big transition plays. I know we highlighted the one before with Devin Booker getting injured, but that was massive. He took 2 of them with him and just dunked over the top at full pace. I mean, if the rim wasn't there, he was just sailing off into the abyss. He was fantastic. And all credit to Jax for staying ready, for getting himself right. And after the game, all of his teammates congratulated him and bigged him up. And they all spoke very highly of him and his work ethic and him staying ready despite all of the adversity that he sort of faced with the form slump the last few games. Well, he made the other team accountable, and that's all we can ask him to do. He's only useful as on the floor if he can hold his man accountable, and that's what he does by being aggressive, by attacking the paint, by attacking the basket, by scoring the ball, by running in transition, by being a defensive menace. That keeps his player accountable on both ends. Devin Booker wanted to play off him and had 31 points in the first half. It was unreal. But Jax started making him have to run and defend and got him in foul trouble and then blew his hamstring out because he couldn't keep up with him. So I credit Jax tonight. I thought he was really, really good. Another guy off the bench, first cab off the rank, 21 minutes for Larry Nance Jr. He had 13 points, 6 rebounds and 2 assists. He was very good, hit a 3, and his ball movement was fantastic, and his leadership, I thought he was really, really good. He talks so much out there, you can see it, and keeps guys in the correct defensive positions. He's very good at rotating across and grabs boards, battled with JaVale McGee all game, and had a great game himself. Trey Murphy, 20 minutes, 9 points, 1 rebound, 3 steals, and a lot of his stuff is defensive rotations and tip passes and things like that doesn't come up in the stat sheet, much like Herb, probably much like Larry as well. He was disruptive, and while he hit the 3 threes, which were big time, it was great to see as well, the 3 steals were almost more important, despite we needing them to win the game. He was big time. He's sticking his arm out there. He's so long and he's so athletic that he can get to positions that a lot of other guys that maybe have the shorter wingspan aren't able to get to, or guys his height just aren't going to get to. And he did very well. So, again, another great game for Trey Murphy. I love seeing him come into his own and build his own reputation and career and legacy. By the way, he's playing on both ends of the court, so credit to him. 17 minutes for Jose. They closed with him, which was good. 8 points and 3 assists, 1 steal. And he tried the sneaky baseline steal on Chris Paul, who turned around and waved him up and said, "Come on, mate, we're going this way. You can't sneak up on me." And, you know, it would have been big time if he had been managed to steal off Chris Paul off the baseline. But I think that might be someone who has probably read the scouting report a couple of times throughout the journey. He was great, defended his heart out, hit some big threes down the stretch, which were really important for the win, and battled. He plays with pace. We've talked about this. He plays with pace. He controls the game, and really impressive what Jose did Najee, 8 minutes. His box score, besides one block, is empty. But his impact was great. He came out, he changed the pace, he defended his heart out, he did his role, and he ran. And whether, I mean, that shows that he just did cardio out there. There's no shot attempts or anything. He just played hard for 8 minutes. Why would you keep someone out there for 8 minutes if they didn't do anything? It's because it's beyond the box score. And Najee's intensity and ability to attack the paint and penetrate offenses and defenses, you know, he's great. And really good game for him. Devontae Graham, 7 minutes, had 2 points and two assists and a block. He blocked a three-point shot, which was unreal. He was really, really good. And again, another quiet box score, but played well. Because they had this fear that he was going to shoot threes. And by having that reputation that you are a shooter and that you're a floor spacer, defenders have to be accountable. Because if you do get hot and start torching them, well, then they look like an idiot for not guarding you sooner. So his impact was great. He defended, he got that block, and then I think we turned the ball over by not giving it to him back in transition, which was not ideal. But besides that, he played his role. 7 minutes. I mean, he's been a starter this year. It's hard when your minutes just evaporate, but he's been a professional. He's still cheering on the sidelines, didn't drop his head. He was up and about. And I think all the guys, this whole team, as we know, has been so good at just being each other's biggest supporters and cheerleaders. And we see that in the post game. Really fantastic to see. Over for Phoenix quickly before we go to an ad break. Mikhail had 19. Paul, 17 and 14. Ayton had 10 and 9. Booker had 31 points in 24 minutes, which was unreal. Unbelievable. I say unreal too much. He was big time. And he couldn't be stopped. Now, I'm going to comment on that just before we go to the break, actually. There's this storyline that, you know, the Pelicans would have lost had Devin Booker been playing. Well, we can say ifs, wins, ands, and buts. The Pelicans won because they beat the team that was in front of them. When Devin Booker went out, we were up 77 to 74. Could Devin Booker have gone for 100 points tonight? I don't know. Maybe. But we'll never know because he could only play 24 minutes. Would the Pelicans have been the one seed had we had Zion Williamson all year? I don't know. We don't know. We play with the hand that we're dealt. We started 1-12. We had to go through the play-in to get here. Does that make our story any less impressive than winning 60 games? I don't know. Probably not. It's just different. So I don't buy into the, oh, Devin Booker's hamstring didn't go, then it would be different. We won, so get over it. All right, so I'm going to go to a break, and we'll come back. We'll do the three key takeaways, and then preview game number 3 back at the Smoothie King Center against a Phoenix Suns team that is seeking revenge. We'll be back after this one.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So thank you very much to the sponsors, manscaped.com. If you need anything in terms of grooming, shaving, moisturizing, all that sort of carry-on, you can check it out at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is one of our supporters. At the checkout, if you want to get 20% off and free shipping, use the code ETHOS2020 on the end of that. It'll give you 20% off free shipping, as I said. The Lawnmower 4.0 and the Weed Whacker, two of their big products there. So go and check it out. Get 20% off and free shipping with code ETHOS20. Treat yourself. And if you're going to do your gambling, it would have been good to jump on the Pelicans today, but you could have done it over at mybookie.ag. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS on the third page of sign up. That will give you 100% deposit match bonus. Terms and conditions apply, of course, but check that out over there. Cheeky little code. And if you want to do your betting and you want to bet on the Pels, which you should, if you can afford it and not addicted to that sort of carry-on, go and do it at mybookie.ag and gamble responsibly. And protect your identity online. ExpressVPN.com/hoopball is the website you need to visit to get yourself an additional 3 months on a 12-month subscription, 15 months for the price of 12. Not bad if you ask me. Protect your identity. Protect your location. Use it on Netflix. Use it on League Pass. I'm not going to tell you how to use it. Just go over there, get yourself a discount, and let them know that Sports Ethos sent you. And finally, our daily fantasy partner, ThriveFantasy.com. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. That will give you 100% deposit match bonus and 2 or 4 free game tickets. You can bet on your players, your favorite players, and get win real money, which I think is the bonus side of daily fantasy. So check it out. If you need any tips, go and check out our DFS Today podcast. We break down each and every game and let you know who to pick and who not to pick each day. So check that out at ThriveFantasy.com and SportsEthos.com. Tell them Lyle sent you. Okay, welcome back to Sports Ethos, New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, as per. Three key takeaways. Number one, we were meant to be here. You know, the narrative is that we weren't meant to be here. We started 1-12. We started 3-16. We had no Zion Williamson. He doesn't want to be here. Instead, we prove that we belong. There's going to be sweeps in this playoff series, and this one isn't going to be one. The 8th seed versus the 1 seed. We're meant to just get smashed and not be able to hang with anyone. Instead, we won a whole heap of fans today. Our team has got bandwagoners. I bet you wouldn't be thinking about that in the middle of November last year, because we were doing it tough. And instead, we bounced back and played some really good basketball. We fought together. We play as one unit. There's no egos. People just buy in and want to win. And, you know, we were meant to be here. So all credit to the guys for doing that and getting that big victory today. Really proud of them. And let's get another one. Let's steal another 2 in the Smoothie King Center and make it real tough for them to come back from 3-1 down. Key takeaway number 2. The bench stepped up in a really, really big way. In the first game, our bench was pretty much non-existent. We didn't really have much contribution at all, and they exploited us. We came down to the starters who were not having the best time either. The bench played really, really well. They played as a tight unit. They were playing without any starters at different points throughout the game and stepped up and continued to keep the offense rolling, continued to keep the defense nice and difficult on the Suns, and never let them got settled, which is really important, because otherwise they get hot and they start torching us. Instead, we drop 17 threes, and guys from all over, whether it's starter or backup, got involved. And I think we are so lucky to have a deep bench, and congrats for putting together such a good side that has that bench depth, but also for them to step up and seize the moment. It's really big and imperative that we have that, because when the starters sit down, we've got to keep that momentum rolling, and they did that in this game. So, well done. Now, my third key takeaway is that Brandon Ingram's a damn star. I don't want to ever hear anymore, Brandon doesn't deserve to be here or there or can't do this or he's not clutch. He took over. That last quarter, he hit unbelievable shots. He completely controlled that game. He dominated from go to woe. He started hot. He continued to be hot. He was hitting threes. He was passing. He was rebounding. Everything that you could want and more, he was doing. And I cannot fault what Brandon Ingram did tonight. And I'm so, so grateful that we have him on our team. So that's my third key takeaway, is that Brandon Ingram is awesome. And I should get that on a t-shirt. So, next game is against, surprise, the Suns. We're back at the Smoothie King Center. A couple of days off. Don't play until Friday night. And there was some talk, I know he's talked about in the last episode, between Sean and Rel, that there was a concert on at the Smoothie King Center on the same night. I'm sure that will be resolved before then as to what is going on there. But that is on Friday. It's another late one. I think it's an 8:30 p.m. game, so it's Saturday morning for me. And no doubt will be a tough one. They're going to want to come out and steal home court advantage back, but we've got to take advantage of it. We get to go in our own beds. We get to rest up, and we can live to fight another day. So pack the Smoothie King Center out and go and enjoy it, because playoff basketball is fun, and it's even more fun when we win. So let's hope we can get another one and go up 2-1 in the series. It's going to be very exciting. So I think we'll leave it at that. There is a big show coming up tomorrow in our off day, because it's playoff week, so why wouldn't we just keep getting shows out? More special guests, so look forward to that. I'm going to leave it at that. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm Lyle Swithenbank, at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Stay safe. Bye for now.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.